This is Tim Hammerich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. A large study collaboration between U.S. and Swiss researchers found that genetically modified BT corn has little impact on non-target insects and other organisms. The impact is especially smaller when compared with growing conventional corn and the pesticides needed to control threats. Steve Naranjo is a recently retired scientist with USDA's Agricultural Research Service.
It's not really necessarily new news. I mean, the evidence since this thing was introduced in 1996 is kind of pointed in that direction. But this is perhaps the most rigorous attempt to look at the data, answer that question.
Naranjo collaborated with two researchers from Switzerland with an eye on proving the benefits of GMO commodities to European regulators.
In Europe, the only GM crop allowed to be grown is one type of BT maize, nothing else. Whereas in many other parts of the world, like the U.S., we have BT corn, we have BT cotton, we have herbicide-tolerant corn, we have herbicide-tolerant cotton, we have herbicide-tolerant soybeans. The technology has been adopted in some parts of the world with more gusto than in other parts of the world. And so really the point of it was really more to educate the European regulators and the European scientists.
Naranjo and colleagues conducted a meta-analysis to get their findings. This is Tim Hammerich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.